You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Government investigators on Thursday pushed to bring back fugitive diamondaire Mehul Choksi, who was captured in Dominica 2 days after mysteriously vanishing from Antigua and Barbuda, even as the businessman's lawyers alleged he was abducted and deportation to India was not legally permitted. Indian-born Choksi, who fled the country in 2018 after being charged in the 13,578 rupees Punjab National Bank cheating case, was apprehended by the Criminal Investigation Division, CID, in the Caribbean island of Dominica on Tuesday night on the basis of an Interpol yellow notice. He had gone missing in Antigua on Sunday evening, roughly 101 nautical miles away. The Indian government was coordinating with both Dominica and Antigua and Barbuda to bring Choksi back, considering he was currently located illegally in a jurisdiction from where he could be repatriated on the basis of the Interpol red notice, people familiar with developments said. US President Joe Biden has pledged to release the result of the intelligence community's investigation into the origins of COVID-19, including the possibility of a leak from the Wuhan virology lab in China, unless it contains something he is not aware of. Biden had on Wednesday ordered the US intelligence community to redouble their efforts to collect and analyze information that could bring us closer to a definitive conclusion, and to report back to me in 90 days. He had added, as part of that report, I have asked for areas of further inquiry that may be required, including specific questions for China. The government is in talks with Pfizer and is considering its demand for an indemnity from any adverse effects if its vaccine is rolled out in India, a top official said on Thursday as the government defended India's vaccine procurement policy by separately releasing a document rebutting criticism that has poured in recently. In what it labeled as myths, the government said in a statement that it is engaged continuously with major vaccine manufacturers since mid-2020, but the companies had their own priorities, game plans and compulsions in allocating finite stocks. Multiple rounds of discussions have happened with Pfizer, J&J and Moderna. The government offered all assistance to have them supply and/or manufacture their vaccines in India. However, it is not that their vaccines are available in free supply. We need to understand that buying vaccines internationally is not similar to buying off-the-shelf items, said the Myths and Facts on India's Vaccination Process document shared by the Press Information Bureau and re-shared by multiple ministers. Twitter on Thursday raised concerns about intimidation tactics by the police and core elements of the new social media and intermediary guidelines, becoming the third internet giant to push back against the rules for digital companies framed by the government, which reacted strongly within hours to accuse Twitter of trying to dictate terms to the world's largest democracy. The exchange was the latest in a snowballing controversy over new guidelines that direct companies such as Twitter, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Google to regulate content, appoint officers who will be liable for compliance, and adopt features such as tracing of messages and voluntary user verification. Twitter's statement comes a day after WhatsApp challenged the Union Electronics and Technology Ministry, MeitY, guidelines in the Delhi High Court. Before that, Facebook on Tuesday said there were a few issues that need more engagement with the government. Another batch of 3 Rafale fighter jets landed at the Ambala Air Base on Thursday, taking the total number of Rafales in the Indian Air Force, IAF, inventory to 23. According to people aware of the development in Dassault, 4 aircraft were supposed to take off from Mérignac-Bordeaux Air Base in France on May 20, but only 3 could because of the unavailability of more mid-air refuelers in the UAE. Although 4 Rafale Omni-role fighters were supposed to leave on May 20, the flights were rescheduled due to maintenance issues with the mid-air refuelers. The fighters could only take off today due to long weekend holidays in France, the people cited above said. The IAF is all set to resurrect the 101 Falcons of Chemb Squadron at Hashimara in West Bengal. It is expected that the full deliveries of 36 Rafale aircraft will be completed well before April 2022 as announced by Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Parliament.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.